too nice.
Thank you.
Welcome. I'm Kitty Davis, and I'm welcoming you to our church. And today is we're having our Christmas cantata. The envelopes that are in the pews are for the joy gift offering. We will be having a children's Advent activity planned for today, which will be held in the nursery wing following their lunch with the choir in the fellowship hall. And we'll have a crafts and nativity story. And if you've not returned your pledge card, please do so as soon as possible. The finance committee needs the information to prepare for next year's budget. And today, we're having the Christmas cantata. And then on Tuesday, there'll be a Mardi Gras fundraiser meeting, and it'll be in the parlor at 5:30. Your input's important to us, so we hope that you can attend. And let's see, I think that's about it. Yes, we do Meals on Wheels, and we've done it for many years, and we need volunteers to cook and slice turkeys, help fry the turkeys, and plate the meals, and to prepare the additional items that go in with the meals, to bag the meals and deliver them. And if you can help in any way, let Libby Stapleton know by next Sunday, so we'll know how many turkeys we need to buy to make the number necessary for the meals we will be preparing. And the turkey needs to be sliced, no skin or bones, please, and put in a Ziploc bag. And if you bring the turkey before December the 19th, you can put it in the freezer. After, you can put it in the refrigerator. And if you would prefer to donate some money, just let Sue know and let her know that it's for the Meals on Wheels. And Jamie Davis and his crew will be frying and slicing the purchased turkeys on Sunday, December the 19th, at his home. And anyone is welcome to help with the task. And then on the morning of Christmas Eve, we need lots of volunteers to help plate the meals beginning around 8 a.m., help prepare the additional items to put in the with the meals beginning around 7:30, and bag the meals beginning around 8:30 and deliver the meals to the senior citizens in Angelina County around 9. And this mission takes a village, so round up your family members, friends, neighbors, and co-workers to help. We need everyone.
Morning.
Watch and wait for Christ is coming. Light candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. Remembering the promise of God with prayer.
We light this candle in hope. We light this candle for peace.
Hear Zechariah's song of hope for peace to the Christ child, a reading from Luke 1:76-79. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord, prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from our high will break upon us to give light to those in darkness and in the shadows of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Let's pray. God of hope, Prince of Peace, you speak peace into the world in the way of the Christ child. Help us embody your peace and live as peacemakers, that we may be called children of God. God of hope, God of peace,
God of peace, into our hearts come.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us worship God.
Be seated. The proof of God's amazing love is this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to wash away our sins. Because we have faith in Him, we dare to approach the throne of God with confidence, asking for forgiveness of our sins. So in faith and in penitence, let us go to the throne of God using first the prayer of confession printed in the bulletin, and then praying together in silence. Let us pray. Cleansing God, we hear the call to repentance, but we struggle to respond. A voice tells us to turn around, but we prefer our own ways. You seek to purify us in love, but we constantly elude your searching hand. Our sin leads us in other directions, away from you, away from life. Look with mercy upon us. Clear a place within us so that something new might be born, something that might return us to the way you have shown us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Who's in a position to condemn us? Only Christ. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. And Christ prays for us. So hear the good news and believe that in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, our sins are indeed washed away. We're new creatures able to live together in peace and in love. So now, as grateful, forgiven Christians, let's stand together and sing glory to God. Having received the peace of God's forgiveness, let us pass that peace to one another. May the peace of Christ be with you.
Yes, Christmas time is here again, and what a wonderful time of year. But long ago, long before Christmas trees, lights and ornaments, tinsel and wrapping, holiday punch and fruitcake, there was a manger and a baby. The story of that very first Christmas continues to capture our hearts and minds, and rightfully so. Jesus, born of a virgin, placed gently in a manger, sent to save the world. Imagine the delight of Mary, a poor, young, Jewish peasant woman, hearing words from the angel Gabriel telling her she was to be the mother of God's Son.
And the angel came to her and said, "Rejoice, favored woman, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end."
In God, my Savior, oh magnify the Lord. He has regarded my humbleness, with grace he has done great things. All generations shall call me blessed, his love makes my spirit sing. Oh, my soul magnifies the Lord. Oh, rejoice, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Oh,
little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. It could have been a night like this when the Savior of all mankind was born. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their sheep. Suddenly, in the dark of night, an angel appeared to them. Can you imagine how that must have scared those shepherds? When they set out to find the baby, they may have been as much afraid as they were curious.
In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over the flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a manger."
After the shepherds visited the manger, they went out and spread the word about all they had seen, and every person who heard the story was amazed. This wasn't just another baby. It was the beginning of God's perfect plan. There in the form of a tiny infant was a grace sent from God to live among us and to be the redemption for our sin. The hope of the world was in that child. Love that conquers every fear, hope to reach beyond despair, grace to redeem a broken heart. The manger held it all.
They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, they reported the message that they were told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. They were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told.
The manger and it all, and revealed the Father's love. Though a baby was God's only Son, who was sent from heaven above. This gift might seem unimportant, so tiny and so small, but hope for the world dwelt in this child, and the manger.
Yes, the manger held it all. God's love was all wrapped up in swaddling clothes, right there in the stable. What might have seemed unimportant was an offering laid in straw, heaven's child, a newborn king. God's great love, a precious gift from his own heart. Hallelujah. Let us sing of God's great love.
But God, who is abundant in mercy, because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with the Messiah, even though we were dead in trespasses. By grace, you are saved. He also raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might display the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
What may have been a cold night in Bethlehem, there was no room for Mary and Joseph in the inn. So the Savior of the world was born in a lowly stable. After all God has done for us, is there room in our hearts for him?
Make your own attitude that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men. And when he had come as a man in his external form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
Jesus, what a beautiful name. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is our wonderful counselor. He is mighty God. He is our eternal Father. He is the Prince of Peace. His kingdom will be unending, and he will reign forevermore.
For this reason, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Playing the color-coded bells. So if you're a parent and you want to get closer so that you can film your darling while they're ringing the bells, this is kind of the informal part of the program. Are you ready?
Without the first Christmas, there would have been no cross. There would be no salvation for our souls. We would be eternally lost. Many details about how God chose to carry out this plan may be a mystery to us. But one thing is for sure, his great love for us, love so strong that he chose to send us Jesus in the flesh to be our Savior. Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man, Lamb that was slain. And as we have gathered our thoughts around the manger here, One day we will all gather around the throne of God, proclaiming his praises. And as he gave himself for us, we will give ourselves to him, forever singing his praises.
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne. Their number was countless thousands, plus thousands of thousands. They said with a loud voice, "The Lamb who was slaughtered is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and dominion to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever."
Thank you. Having heard the story of Christmas so beautifully told in song and in scripture, it's natural that we would come to the table to celebrate together what the Lord has done for us. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west, north and south, to sup at the table of God in heaven. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took bread and broke it after having blessed it, and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table, not First Presbyterian Church of Lufkin's table, not the Presbyterian Church USA's table. This is the Lord's table, and all who seek him are welcome here. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and cup, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. In union with your church in heaven and on earth, we pray, O God, that you will fulfill your eternal purpose in us and in all the world. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ come in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after having blessed it, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup. And he said, "This cup is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood." As often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the saving life, death, and resurrection of Jesus until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will the servers please come forward?
broken for you. The body of Christ 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 broken for you. Thanks be to God.
This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Holy One, we have tasted your goodness and savored your bounty. You have quenched our thirst and filled us with good things. We pray that your life and love in us will overflow, filling the earth with your justice, joy, and peace. Now that we
have been fed. May we be bread feeding your hungry children. Amen. Please rise as you're able and let's say together what we believe using the word of the Nicene Creed printed for you in your bulletin. What do you believe? We believe in one God, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven
on the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have.
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
The Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to present yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Let us offer our lives, our tithes, and our offerings to the Lord. Will the ushers please come forward? Let us pray. Bountiful God, you give without measure. May our giving reflect your generosity. May our lives overflow with your deep love. Use our lives and the gifts we bring today to share your blessing in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let us pray. Remembering the world that God so loves, we pray to the Maker of heaven and earth, saying,
Emmanuel, come. We pray for the church. Keep us faithful in the gospel we share, giving thanks for the gift of your grace, and praying always that your will be done. Emmanuel, come. We pray for the world. Make a way in the wilderness of this world. Bring justice and equality to every land. And let all creatures know your saving love. Emmanuel, come. We pray for our communities. Send messengers of your way among us to kindle in us a passion for what is right and cleanse us from all corruption. Emmanuel, come. We pray for the earth. Grant us wisdom as we seek answers for our energy needs. Grant us healing where we have damaged your creation. Emmanuel, come. We pray for loved ones. Remember those who lift up their souls to you. Surround them with your steadfast love and preserve them from their troubles. Emmanuel, come. Sovereign God, keep us watching and working for the promise of your heavenly realm until all of the earth rejoices at your coming in glory. Through Jesus Christ, the Lord of life. Above all, we give you thanks, O God, that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now please stand as you're able and turn in the glory to God. Hymnal to number 92, While We Are Waiting, Come.
Having heard the word of God to you through the Holy Spirit,
I charge you to go out into the world in peace. Remember the faithfulness of God to his people, justifying their hope and bringing peace. Pass the peace of Christ among you as you go. May the peace of Christ be with you. And now may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.